is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And welcome in, race fans, to another edition of the Stickered Up podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We have wrapped up our annual throwback weekend at Hickory Motor Speedway this past Sunday evening. Had a two-day show that turned into a three-day show thanks to Mother Nature and extremely brutal heat on Friday and Saturday both days. Kind of went according to schedule up until about 7:15, 7:20 on Saturday night. 32 laps in to the Pro Late Model race. The heavens opened up and it rained pretty heavily for about an hour and a half and basically postponed the finish of the Throwback 225 until Sunday afternoon. That was scheduled to take the green flag at 2 o'clock. We get to the racetrack, do all the preliminary through tech, get everybody lined up, had the Pro Late Models on the grid, and at 2 o'clock, the heavens opened once again and it rained. But we finally got back to racing about 5:30, 5:45 on Sunday afternoon, and we resumed the Pro Late Model race at lap 32. 100-lap feature, Cole Butcher was the winner, his first Cars Tour Pro Late Model race. Caden Quapel finished second, Austin McDonald third, Katie Hettinger fourth, TJ McLaren was fifth, Connor Zillich sixth, Nick Loden was seventh, Luke Baldwin eighth, George Phillips ninth. Logan Jones, our most recent, the winner at Wake County a few weeks ago. He rounded out the top 10. 22 cars took the green flag for the Pro Late Model race. Then we went on to the main event, the 125-lap late model stock car race. 28 cars took the green flag, and it was quite a memorable event up front with two guys looking for their first time visiting Elderbrock Victory Lane. We'll go to our friends at Flow Racing for the recap.
The USA R Pro Cup throwback weekend here at Hickory. Pace car, the USA R pace car, going to dive to the safety of the pit lane in the KRC power steering start zone, and a big wiggle for Cade Brown will set us off here at Hickory. Green flag in the air. Cade Brown able to gather it up after that shaky start. He'll lead lap number one, but Mason Diaz didn't get quite the launch that he wanted. He'll be side by side for Carson Quapel, who now checks up there on the bottom side, gets a little bit loose, and will slot himself right into third in front of Bobby McCarty. Bassett Jr., big stack up there on the bottom, just in front of Connor Zillish.
Connor Hall trying to work over the number 22 of Landon Huffman just up the road. More fighting for position. 45 of Honeycutt. 19
of Zillish. Huffman's going to go around. Caution is out as Connor Hall, you saw it there on your screen, was trying to get to the inside of Landon Huffman. And the Jay Fogelman throwback gets into the back of the Jason Sarvis throwback off of turn number two into the KRC power steering restart zone. Perhaps a touch as they launch him once again. And we are back under green here at Hickory as Mason Diaz may try to take his claim of the race lead. They will stay side by side off of turn two. Mason Diaz leads his first laps in Cars Tour competition since Dominion of last year. He is sideways off the corner, but is still able to hold on to the top spot down into turn two. New race leader here at Hickory. It is Mason Diaz clear of Cade Brown.
Here comes Carson Quapel to potentially challenge Brown for second. Not going to be able to get alongside just yet, but Brown slips up off two. Two. How about Cade Brown by half a car length? Having a lead that time as they go into one, and they're starting to rub and nudge even more off the corner.
No room given between these top two. Bobby McCarty also trying to make a move on Carson Quapel for third. To the stripe, give it to Mason Diaz as they may trade a little more paint amongst their throwback schemes up front. Cade Brown, hard charge here on the top side, might have Diaz clear off of the corner.
15 to go. The contact ensues.
Well, again, Quapel has said he always feels as though he's raced Queen cleanly. He may not know he has the car to hold him off right now, but he can make his job so difficult to try and go chase down those front two. As now, Brendan Queen clear of Carson Quapel. Perhaps a little more contact off the corner as Queen slides off of turn four. Turns three and four for the final time. He's finally going to be able to do it. Mason Diaz is a Cars Tour winner. He takes the USAR Pro Cup Throwback 225 at Hickory.
Mason Diaz collects his first career Cars Tour win. McCade Brown finished second. Brendan Queen was third. Carson Quapel fourth. Bobby McCarty was fifth. Ronnie Bassett Jr. with a solid finish sixth. Jacob Hefner was seventh. Brandon Pierce eighth. Chad McCombie ninth. Lane Riggs driving Kevin Harvick's number 62 round out the top 10. Again, 28 cars took the green flag. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out on this segment of Sticker It Up. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road, sticker up, and when we return, we'll chat with the most recent winner, first-time winner in the late model stock car side, Mason Diaz. You're listening to the Sticker It Up podcast.
Sticker It Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
Practice. Race. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Sticker It Up podcast.
Hey, this is Bobby McCarty, driver of the number 6 Solid Ride Carriers Ford Mustang. You're listening to the Sticker It Up podcast.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Sticker It Up podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Ride Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps hotline, the winner of Sunday evening's late model stock car 125-lap feature at Hickory Motor Speedway on Throwback Weekend, Mr. Mason Diaz. Mason, welcome back to the Sticker It Up podcast.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a... So far, a decent season, but like I said, it's been a while since I've been on this thing.
Listen, man, first and foremost, congratulations. I got the opportunity to poke my head in and congratulate you on my way across the racetrack. And but this got to be a special win for you. You've been on the Cars Tour for several years now and made a change from last year to this year, going from Mike Darn Racing to Chad Bryant Racing. Talk a little bit about the emotions and everything that would kind of evolved and led up to this weekend on Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a kind of a roller coaster the past couple years. I mean, switching teams was big for me. I just felt like, I mean, me and Darn, we were together for 10 plus years. He's been my only crew chief. So you kind of get locked in your ways. You know, you just kind of get going with the same motions. And I think I needed this change more than I thought. Just new perspectives, working with new people, you learn new things, different things, and you just evolve in yourself, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like with now racing with Chad Bryant Racing, it's not a lack of everyone cares the same, but it's doing different things. And I feel like with this new team now, everyone wants to win. We all really want to show up the racetrack and do our jobs and leave happy. And I just feel like with this big change now, I'm able to show what I'm about, and that's showing up the racetrack and having a good time and having good runs.
Mason, you guys have shown speed pretty much all year. You've had a lot of bad luck. I mean, you're running, had a really good run going at Southern National, and then got banged up a little bit there at the end, but then some bad luck at Florence. But you guys have had speed with the Chad Bront Racing car most of the year. And then I think, talk a little bit about that trip to Hickory the week before the throwback race. You guys decided to go to Hickory, run the twin 40s on the NASCAR side, picked up two checkered flags. So you've technically won the last three races at Hickory on the late model stock car side. How much momentum went in those two races carried into this past weekend on the Cars Tour side?
Oh, it paid dividends in the end, 100%. Like it increased my confidence, my crew's confidence, everything about it. But like you said, it's been a up and down year. Really, it started decent with a solid 8th-place finish at our national. Obviously, it's a solid finish, but that's not what I wanted leaving there. I mean, it's my home track. The track means a lot to me. So that really wasn't the best showing for myself. And then we went to Florence, Langley, a couple races we broke out. And the races that we didn't break out, I would qualify so bad that we wouldn't be able to get to the front or all the way to the front. Like Hickory qualified 19th, got some damage, went back to the back twice, rode to lap 100, and then we made our charge to finish 6th. Caraway, my second best finish this year, finishing 2nd there, I still qualified 20th and was able just to plug along and get to the front. So, and this is the first weekend that I was able to qualify up front, and we were able to seal the deal. And a lot of it was going to Hickory the weekend before, because Hickory runs Cars Tour rules. So we were able to unload the car exactly how we raced, minus a couple of things that we felt like we needed to change, and we were set up. And I needed that weekend at Hickory more than the team did. The past couple of years, all I've really ran is Triple Crown and Cars Tour races. And I really haven't been to a stress-free weekend, so to say. When you go to these Cars Tour races, it's pressure. It's everyone within the same 10th bracket in qualifying. And it's no different local show. It's just you don't have 30 guys trying to do it. You have 15, 20. And the competitors are still just as tough when you go to a local show or a non-Cars Tour race. It's just a different feel for us. It's a different feeling for me going there. And we qualified 2nd for the twin features at Hickory, and we were able to win both of them. And that was big. And after I pulled a 10 pill for the 2nd race and drove from 10th to the lead. And I think I needed that weekend more than the team did, 100%.
Yeah. And the guy that you raced for the win on Sunday afternoon is a regular at Hickory and has run pretty much their entire season in Cade Brown. Talk a little bit about the battle with him on Saturday, man. You know, just going back, if people weren't at Hickory or didn't catch it on Flow, you know, the replays that are out there in the highlight reel, man, you guys were, I mean, it was an epic battle up front pretty much the entire race. Did you learn anything in that week before at Hickory racing against him in the weekly show that you kind of took into this on Sunday?
Well, I definitely knew that it was going to be, like, it was kind of weird. It was the same battle the weekend before as it was a Cars Tour race. It was the two people that really ran the local show and that ran well. Ronnie came, and he had a stout run this weekend, too. He's really improving for the season. But, like, Cade, I knew he could qualify, and obviously he qualified again this past weekend and qualified in the pole. But I just got to thank him. We raced hard, really hard, but we kept it clean. And we didn't get dirty with it. We didn't wreck each other. We were just racing hard. And we did that the weekend before and during the first race. And we race hard, but I got to appreciate him racing me clean, because it was a hard battle for this probably 10 so laps. And looking back at it, would I change anything? Probably not. I thought about in my head, man, but would I go to the top side there? Would I do this instead? And we did what we thought was right in the moment, or at least I did myself. Nice. And I think if I would have got a better restart, it would have been a different situation. But obviously, you don't want to use people up like we did. It's not something you want to do every weekend. But, I mean, we were both racing hard for our first win. And that means something. Once you get the first, people say they come more and more. So hopefully that is the truth. But we were both racing for the same thing, and that's for our first.
chatting with Mason Diaz on the GSX Raps Hotline here at Stickered Up. And Mason, talk a little bit about the throwback scheme that you chose to run this past weekend, a throwback to Kurt Leone, who was he was the previous owner at Southern National, which is a racetrack that your family owns now. And you even mentioned that some of the guys that you grew up and that have crewed your car worked on his car. Talk a little bit about the reasoning behind doing that throwback to Kurt.
When it first came out, my dad actually had the idea, and he's like, "I'm gonna call Kurt," and I'm like, "Do it." And it was just Southern National has been part of my life now since 2011. First season was 2012, and I've been there. I've missed maybe 8 races in the whole entire career of Southern National since we owned it. A little bit. I kind of skipped a few when I was in school, and I really wasn't that big of a role at Southern National, but ever since 2017, I haven't missed a race. And honestly, this past Sunday was the first time since I took on the major roles that I missed a race. So hopefully they missed me, but they did a really good job finishing. And I want to say that they took the green flag at 3:00 and they finished at 5:00. So that's pretty stout, but it meant a lot for Kurt to allow me to run that scheme, because that track is pretty significant portion of my life. And like you said, my spotter this weekend, Robert Arch, he worked on that crew. A couple other spotters that I've had worked on that crew, spotted for him, worked with them, and a lot of people that actually work at Southern National crewed on this car as well. So it was just a cool weekend overall, and I know that Kurt didn't actually ever win a Hooters Pro Cup, but he won big late model stock races at the end of the 90s and the beginning of 2000s that a lot of people wish they had. And he was pretty stout in late model stock. So he just adds another column for him for the wins list.
Mason, talk a little bit about, obviously you mentioned Southern National, a racetrack that you and your family are running and own, and guys have done some things a little outside the box already here in 2023. With had a Wednesday night race not too long ago, which was NASCAR race. Doug Barnes was able to win that race, and you guys have kind of done some stuff trying to think outside the box. And obviously, you got the Thanksgiving Classic coming up in November. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of let people know what Mason Diaz is doing at Southern National. Obviously, like you said, I think a lot of people look at you as just the race car driver, but talk a little bit about behind the scenes stuff that you're doing at the racetrack.
We live so far away from the racetrack, so I'm out there during the week. I'm out there during the times, but me and my sister really sat down this year and we made the schedule. Got it approved, obviously, of course, by my dad, but we made the schedule. We plan everything. My sister does social media posts. I help her with those, and She's really good at the computer. I'm not so good at the computer, but I understand racing, so we work hand in hand. So she handles really posting everything, doing everything like that, but she runs it all back through me. And obviously I touch base with a lot of different people in the industry and say, "Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?" Then you have my dad throw in these crazy ideas like Wednesday races and hey, we could do this, possibly do that. And we figure out a way to make it work and, try to change it up, see what people want to do, because racing's, you've seen with Wilkesboro now, it can be a midweek thing. Car Store's done it twice this year. I'm tempted to see what Florence is going to get for their Wednesday show coming up at the end of the month. So, it gives me a different eyesight into the industry itself. A lot of people show up for race weekends and they look at and see stuff that they might want to change, but I see the other side of it. And, they really can't change doing that or this and that. And it opens up your eyesight for a different role. And on the race day portions, I handle all the tires. I mount, change all the tires. I'm the head official. When someone has an issue during the race, they come talk to me and I pass it to the tower or give them a response. So I've kind of become the go-to guy really at Southern National for what needs to go on during the day, make all the schedules and really try to make the weekend flow. So, like you said, though, we do have the Thanksgiving Classic coming up towards the end of the season. That's always Thanksgiving weekend. A lot of thought goes into that weekend, trying to make it better for the guys and try to bring in my perspective from racing. We all don't want to be at the racetrack from 9 a.m. till midnight when we're done racing. So we switched to Sundays this year, trying something out of the box, like you said, again. And, you show up at 10:30, races at 3:00, and like I said, this past Sunday they finished by 5:00. You're only at the racetrack for 6-7 hours. So it's trying to bring in these quick races that are allow people to enjoy their weekends and not really spend the whole entire time at the racetrack.
Chat with Mason Diaz on the GSX Raps hotline here on Stickered Up. And Mason, to get back to behind the driver's seat or in the driver's seat behind the wheel for the remainder of the year, obviously you're a Touring 12 driver and will run the remainder of, you know, Cars Tour races. But how much momentum does this win on Sunday carry into to the remainder of the season? Obviously, we've got Ace coming up and then the 30,000 at Tri-County. What does this win do for your confidence and expectations moving forward towards the as we get towards the end of the year?
Well, I mean, we're all race car drivers, and we want to fight hard for it. And honestly, this weekend proved to myself that I'm capable of doing it. I've never doubted myself, but, you know, some weekends it comes to play, like, really, are we fast this weekend? You start second-guessing yourself. And, I mean, someone told me in Victory Lane, hey, you're 40 for one. And that is the truth. I've been through a lot of car store races, gained this experience that it finally paid off now. Sometimes we didn't have the cars to win. Sometimes we possibly did have the cars to win. But it's hopefully it's going to be big for me. I shows myself to myself that I'm capable of doing it. And hopefully we can just keep on up with the speed and I can do my job in qualifying. Because that's really what it comes down to is I haven't been able to qualify up front so we could be up front. It's always qualifying the back and race really hard to the front. So hopefully, like I say, we can qualify better. And at least I can qualify better and we can start being up front for these races.
Obviously, Cars Tour races is the priority with your Chad Bryant, but any opportunity, any chance that we see you in any of these big money races towards the end of the year, maybe with Chad and his group, obviously Martinsville, this Florence race that you mentioned coming up that kind of is a prelude to the 400 weekend later in November, any chance that you're going to possibly pop up and compete in any of those events?
I hope so. It just depends. Our main goal is Cars Tour. That's been our main goal from the season. Sadly, we're out of the points now, so now it really just goes to wins. I don't really know quite where we're sitting. I want to say we were sitting ninth going into the weekend, but, I mean, the top three in points, they're way ahead of everyone else. So like to climb up the rankings in points, but the championship's pretty much, I would say, it's pretty much safe to say that it's between Queen and Quapple. I mean, that's pretty much safe to say. Connor's right there, too.
Yeah.
But those are the three that are really far ahead of the field. Yeah. So it really just drops down to getting wins and solid finishes. And hopefully that we can put something together to run the big money races at the end of the year and just keep me in the seat. You know, when we have these big breaks, like we just had, I mean, we had a month off for car stores. So that's the real reason why we want to go run Hickory.
Yeah,
and just to get me in the seat one more time before we go back to car store racing. So the main thing is just keep me in the seat. So I know September, I think car store only runs one time. Actually, I know for a fact they do because I just looked at the schedules to see where we can move some races or do something for Southern National. So
yeah,
that's a month that I need to be in the seat. So I know Martinsville's that month. I know other races are around. The end of NASCAR points is right around there as well. So it's just a matter of keep myself in the seat and however we can make that happen.
Well, Mason, I know it takes a lot of people each and every week to get to the racetrack, and I want to give you the opportunity to thank those people before we part ways here today.
Yeah. First and foremost, I got to thank Kurt Ipock and Ipock with Solid Rock Carriers. They've supported me for years now, and I can't thank them enough for what they do for myself and for really my whole race team, because without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. I got to thank Prince William Marina, Solid Rock Carriers. I already said that one, but that's a big one for me. Ultramate, the Sign Shop, Graphics Unlimited, everyone that supports me, follows me, my family, my girlfriend. I mean, everyone that keeps me going straight during the weeks when sometimes it's working 24/7 so I can get to the racetrack. There's a lot of people, and I know I'm forgetting some right now, but a lot of people throughout the years have not given up on me and keep supporting me, even though we haven't won a race.
Well, Mason, what you can do is, you know, go to Ace Speedway next weekend and go win that race. You can listen back to this podcast and you can jot down the ones that you forgot. And then you can thank them again when you come back on in a couple of weeks when you win. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty good. Hopefully we can go to the eighth and have another solid run. That's for sure.
Sounds good. Well, Mason, thank you so much for jumping on here on the podcast, and best of luck to you at Ace Speedway next weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
That's Mason Diaz, driver the number 24 for Chad Bryant Racing. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road. Sticker up. We return. We'll wrap up this edition. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're laser cutting and CNC bending. Geo-cut for media blasting and surface conditioning. Geo-cut South Boston, Virginia for powder coating. Geo-cut on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. Geocutfabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. Geocut has you covered.
Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram, Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Hey, this is Jeremy Mayfield, and I want to thank you for listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Pro late models are off for a couple weeks until we head to Tri-County Motor Speedway on August the 19th. The $30,000 to win for the late model stock car, but that'll be the next time that the pro late models hit the racetrack. But the late model stock cars will be back in action next Friday night at Ace Speedway in Altamaha Hall, North Carolina, their second trip to the famous 4/10 mile. Again, we'll preview that race next week here on Stickered Up. Want to thank those folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Our friends at Purrier Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technologies, GSX Wraps, and as always, our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins. They make us sound so good each and every week. Also want to thank our guests via the GSX Wraps hotline, the most recent winner on the Cars Tour late model stock car side, Mason Diaz. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.